obviously selected Lane Johnson with the fourth pick of the draft. Real excited. Really, we felt he was the most athletic tackle we've seen. Had him in, went down and worked him out privately, and then had him in here for a visit just a little while ago. Got a huge upside. Hasn't played a ton of offensive tackle, but he has played the right side and played the left side, so he's got experience at both sides. I know Bob Stoops extremely well, and I've talked to Bob extensively about him last week and, you know, just remarked about what a tough player he is, what a selfless player he is, has moved positions, and just wants to play. And I think he's going to be a great addition to our team. The game is won up front, and, you know, he's another tough, physical guy, and I think that's what we were looking for as we went into this draft. And it's an exciting thing when you can target people and get what you're looking for. So interesting time. It's kind of following the draft. When you see a trade, you don't know who's going to go, and as it played itself out, I know we were excited. I know Lane's excited. I think it's a great addition for us, and it's, you know, it starts up front, and that's what we got. So.
No,
I think obviously he ran a similar system, you know, in terms of the pace of play, but that really was not a factor in us selecting him. What really was a factor is I think you see a guy who's 6'6", he's 300 pounds, he's got 35-inch arms, you know, he's got an unbelievable athletic, you know, background to him. Started as a high school quarterback, was a tight end, played defensive end. I talked to Bob. Bob actually said they wanted to keep him at defensive end, but because of injuries, he was playing defensive end at 280 pounds and doing a great job for him. They had some injuries in the offensive line, and they thought about him. And his direct quote is he asked their strength coach, I think Lane was 280 pounds at the time, but he was starving himself to stay at 280. And he asked his strength coach, what would it take to get Lane to be 300 and play offensive tackle? And he said, a cheeseburger in a week. So, you know, I think he's just got such an upside. That's really the thing that really excites us. I know Coach Stoutland and him hit it off really, really well during the workout. So, obviously for us to get a tackle, you know, and I think football's all about winning the game up front. You know, and when you get a guy like that and kind of can build off of that, I think to add to the guys we have, I think it's a great fit for us.
Mine moved up to three. Did you, number one, just, do you think they did it because they thought you were going to take Jordan? And what would have happened if Jordan was there and between him and Johnson?
I don't know what Miami thinks, and I don't answer hypotheticals. So we were going to take – we had four guys, you know, and we felt real comfortable with all four guys. And I think we saw the draft the same way all the other team saw the draft. You know, we were 1-2-3-4. It went 1-2-3-4. So.
Does Todd Harris move to guard now, and does Lane immediately –
I don't know. You know, I mean, depth charts and all those other things. Let's get Lane in here and let him actually take a few reps and run around a little bit. But, you know, we do know that Todd has some flexibility. Todd, you know, that's a great thing about him, is because Todd's played inside and outside. You know, and I think the other thing with Lane that's great with his versatility, he's played the right side, he's played the left side. So, we're going to let them all battle it out. They're going to win the jobs on the field. But having some versatility, it makes us a more versatile football team, having him, having Todd. Obviously we looked at that as a positive.
For the big chip on the perception that he's raw, is he ready to play in the NFL?
I think he's ready, but he is raw. You know, I think it's the same thing. It's, you know, and it's a draft of raw guys. You know, Luke Jokel's a 3-year player. You know, Ziggy Ansah, who just went fifth, you know, is only, you know, it just seems like that's how this draft kind of fell out. But, you know, I think we look at raw as a positive, not a negative, you know, because if he's doing what he's doing right now, and he's only played really 2 years in the offensive line and, just transitioned from spring ball, you know, not last spring, but the spring before that, you know, just what the upside is. And we felt that his ceiling is probably the highest. You know, and that's the intriguing thing. You know, he was probably a little bit less snaps than Luke and a little bit less snaps than obviously Eric Fisher. But, you know, when you kind of look at his combination of athleticism and what he can do, his toughness, you know, those things, I think, is he raw? Yeah. But, he's a quick learner. He's a real smart kid. He's already graduated. I think he'll pick up what we're doing really quickly. And when you listen to the people that coached him, and again, I know I talked to Bob. We talked to the O-line coaches there. They just rave about him. He's an unbelievable competitor. You know, he's everything you're looking for when it comes to a football player.
I know you like Eric Fisher, but the difference that the way you guys rated Eric Fisher and Lane Johnson was what?
We had them, honestly, we had them all together, and knowing that we don't have the first three picks, so however it was going to fall. So we weren't going to trade. You know, we didn't think there's no reason to trade up. You know, we felt there was a group of four, that we really, really liked, and we were going to see how the draft was going to unfold. So it wasn't a situation where we had this guy over this guy. So.
Are you getting a lot of calls from teams trying to move up to 4?
No. I think after what happened at 3, I don't know if that was a reason or what up, but we didn't get a lot of calls moving up to 4. So.
How much did Lane Johnson's combine kind of influence your impression of how athletic he was?
You know, I just think that's a part of it, but it wasn't like we didn't know about him. You know, when you got to the combine, you weren't like, oh my God, who's that guy? You know, I think we knew exactly who he was, and we anticipated, you know, him having that type of combine. You know, when you just look at the numbers he put up when he was at Oklahoma, you know, and right now when they go to the combine, there's not a lot of surprises, you know, because you know all about the players before they get there, what their testing was like when he was at Oklahoma, and he was the same thing he did for Oklahoma, and their strength and conditioning staff from a testing standpoint is exactly what he did at the combine. So,
Chip, as crazy as you are with offense, would you ever think about putting something in for him at quarterback since he played quarterback in one half?
No, he's an offensive lineman, so.
Your tempo offense, I mean, this guy obviously can move, he can run, he's agile. I mean, how much does that play into what you see that he's doing?
And I think people are confusing up-tempo with we need athletic offensive linemen. It doesn't matter if you're getting in a huddle and walking up to the ball and snapping the ball with 2 seconds on the clock, or you're snapping the ball with 10 seconds into the play clock. You know, it's got nothing to do with when you're snapping the ball. It's got to do with their athletic ability. So whether we're going to be in a huddle and go up to the line of scrimmage or we're going to be a no-huddle operation, that doesn't affect our assessment. You know, I know teams that run no huddle at the college level, but we're not going to take a guy just because he's played in an up-tempo offense. They still have to have the requisite skill set that we need for an offensive tackle, and we really think he's off the charts when it comes to that.
You said you had the offensive tackles all pretty much together, but were there other positions that were strongly considered with this pick, quarterback or even defensive back?
We had 4 guys at the top, Les, you know, and as it fell out, you know, when we looked at our board. They were the 3 exactly how the draft went. You know, it was the 3 OTs and Dion were our 4 guys. And, you know, that's why we felt comfortable going into this. No matter how it fell, you know, we weren't going to be sitting there at 4 going, we didn't get our guy. You know, so, but it was just that group of 4. So, you know, even if anybody traded ahead of us, I know they couldn't pick 2 people, so we were still going to be okay.
When they say that he's raw, what does he need to kind of
He's got some technical things he needs to work on. I mean, he's only played the position for 2 years, so, you know, obviously he's not as, you know, the little nuances of the position, hand placement, things like that, but not the one thing you know when you're around him and you get a chance to see Lane, he's got an unbelievable work ethic, you know, and he just, you know, he lives and dies football, and that's the one thing, you know, part of what we want to do and bring in guys into this program is that, you know, we want guys that love playing football, not what football gets them, but actually just love playing a game, and that's what this kid did, you know, and he's come from an unbelievable background, you know, in terms of didn't get recruited out of high school, went to a junior college. It was real, real small high school, went to a junior college to get an opportunity. You know, when Oklahoma saw him and saw his athleticism, said, we don't know what position you're going to be, but if you come, you can just play. And, you know, a real selfless guy that just loves playing the game, doesn't care if he was an offensive player, a defensive player, didn't care if he was a tight end, a defensive end, an offensive tackle. He just wants to play. So.
Did you know about him in college, or when did he kind of land on your radar first?
I was aware of him, you know, just kind of you hear a story when you hear about a guy who's excelling in the Big 12 at offensive tackle that was a former quarterback 2 years earlier, you know, that kind of catches everybody's attention. And again, I know Bob real well, and I know what he thinks of him and how much they, you know, they thought he was a special player. It was just, you know, it took him a couple years to kind of figure out where he was going to exactly fit, but you know, that I think that's, again, it's a positive for us that he doesn't have that many years of experience, because I think his upside is just so huge. You know, it's not one of those deals, what you see is what you get. I really think he has a pretty, very, very big ceiling. So.
You said last week that there weren't any can't-miss prospects in this draft. Now that you've drafted a guy, I mean, can you still say that?
I'll stick with what I said last week, so.
Is this raw and has this little experience, does that kind of change your timetable about when you want him on the field, or do you still kind of want that process accelerated?
He'll determine when he gets on the field, you know, and I've said that since whenever I've coached, is that we don't set the depth chart, you do, you know, and if you know, we don't run a dictatorship, we don't run a democracy, we run a meritocracy. If you merit playing time, then show us in practice that you merit it, and show us in preseason games you merit it, and we'll put you on the field. You know, so he'll get the opportunity. You know, he's going to get a ton of reps, and he's going to get an opportunity to show us what he can do. But just like everybody else we're dealing with right now, they're going to merit it. You know, and I tell those guys that all the time. You guys set the depth chart. We don't set it. You know, and you set it by your performance, not because of what we think you can do, but based on the demonstrated ability that you've shown us on the practice field and in preseason games. So.
What do you guys look now after? How do you make pickings got down at tackle. Where do you guys look for the second round of tackles?
Same thing. Our board's set, so it's just kind of where it is, you know, and as guys get taken off and you know, as you look at it and other teams pick them, then you just kind of take them off of where you are. And then when your pick comes around, what's on the board for you at that point in time? But I know we're not going to reach and we're not going to put ourselves in a situation where we need this. I think we did a great job. You know, Howie and those guys did a great job in free agency of putting us in a position where we didn't have any holes, where we don't have this position. And we need to kind of, regardless of what the board says, we need to go take this position. You know, I think we're in a situation now where we're going to take – based upon what our board is when it comes around to the second pick, and you know, when we look at it, that who's our highest rated player when we get to that point in time, and it could be an offensive player, it could be a defensive player. It's not that, hey, we took a tackle in one, so now we got to go this way in two. It's whatever's the next of it, whatever's on the board at that point in time. So,
Do you envision moving back into the first round is a realistic possibility?
What's that?
Do you envision moving back into the first round?
I don't envision anything. How deep in the draft do you think you can go and get quality at quarterback?
I don't know.
What's your impression of your first NFL draft, like the process that things got so far?
Awesome.
Okay. You feel good about your depth offensive line now that you...
No, we'll still address that. You know, I think, you know, that's always an ongoing process. You know, but do I feel better? Yes. Will we continue to look at guys in this draft? Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, guys.